It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Council member Boyd Marzing. And you know what? We're just going to kind of talk about the year and heading into the fall and all the great things that went on in the summertime and the great parades and events and things that we had here in the area and the people that came out and had a lot of fun doing them and just kind of work our way into getting into fall and what that means as far as water and those kinds of things. So, Boyd, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. I like coming down and being able to talk to you.
Well, let's talk about Price City, shall we?
Yeah.
Because it was a pretty good year for Price City so far. I mean, and from all the numbers and all the things that I saw, International Days was a huge success. Had a lot of fun doing that, getting people out and doing those kinds of things, the different parades and the things that went on around the city. So I'm going to just kind of let you talk about and speak to them for a little bit.
No, we just really appreciate everybody and the participation we got. International Days, the parades, we've had better participation than we've probably ever had. So we've had a lot of activities this year, and none of that's possible without the citizens and everything that they contribute to those events. So we just really want to say thanks to everybody.
And that's really important to have these events. And, you know, it was kind of we've had a couple of off years as far as International Days goes with COVID and everything like that. But to see it back and to have it back the way that it was, I'm pretty sure that's the way Price City envisioned it. And I'm sure that you guys down at Price City and at the office are very happy about that.
Yeah, it's back and not just like it was before, but we really think that it's better than before. And we want to continue to make it better. And we've got a lot of plans to continue to grow and make it better every year for the citizens.
And really, that's one of the things that every time I talk to an elected official, in whether it be at the city level, at the state level, at the county level, this doesn't happen without them, without the citizens' input and those kinds of things. And that's why it's so important to be a part of it and to, you know, it's okay to call City Hall and talk to them about certain things and talk to them about this and that and the other. And I don't know, I'm sure you pretty much have an open door when it comes to those kinds of things. And everybody that is a member of the city council or any of the elected officials with Price City, they're pretty much the same way, all of you.
Yeah, I mean, all of our cell phone numbers are there on the website, and we love to hear from the citizens and concerns or anything that they would like to talk about. Love to hear from them.
So if you've got concerns or anything like that, give them a call and you know what? Talk to them. That's what they're there for, is to help you understand, or maybe you help them understand something or a frustration or a pain point that you have that's going on where you live or and things like that. So let's talk for a moment now, kind of switch gears. Let's talk about water. Water is you know, you said it kind of feel like we were beating something to death, but you know what? It's never... You can't talk about water too much, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of our most valuable resources here, and we're continually trying to conserve it. First of all, we just really love to say again, thank you to all the citizens. This year, we're down about 30% of what we typically use in a year. And that's just because the citizens, you know, they're willing to step up and try to conserve and, you know, spend the time to figure out how we can do that. So thank you.
And one of the great things that happened, too, is, and I know that, you know, it worked so well the first year, I believe you guys did it again this year, was to get the big water users together and have kind of a meeting and talk about it with, I believe it was Price City and who are the other ones?
Well, the college is another big user. And again, we know just small projects here and there, but we've tried to eliminate a few small areas that we have grass and try to put in some xeriscape. Nothing huge, but just little projects here and there so that we can also do our part to help conserve water.
And that goes back once again to, I had Mayor Quirionis in here, and he was talking the one time about, you know, somebody called him and say, hey, there's this sprinkler that's been going off for, you know, days on end. And he goes, if you see something like that, we may not see it. And that's why it's important, once again, to call and let everybody know those kinds of things and to touch base with you guys, because there are certain things that you don't see. And the other thing, too, he used to always talk about the fact that, you know, what roads. I mean, roads, I know, are a big pain point in the city of Price as well, and you guys are working on those. But if you've got an issue, once again, give you guys a call, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can't be everywhere, and you know, we don't see everything. So we need all of the citizens to step up and help us out and to really help us know what's going on. Our roads, we've spent a lot of time trying to figure out ways to spend more money and how to improve the roads with, you know, a smaller budget. And so we just appreciate everybody and their input.
And you know what? We're heading into those fall months, like we said. Water usage should start tapering off. But one of the and we talked about like international days and things at the beginning of the year, and now we head into these months where, you know what, the downtown area is kind of start to take its own life with, you know, Halloween coming up. And one thing that's really been great to have on Main Street the last couple of years is the Christmas tree regalia, and it's coming back again this year. And I'm pretty sure you guys kind of embrace that with open arms, don't you?
Yeah, we love it. Last city council meeting, we did a donation. During international days, we do, Nick's really heads that, Nick Tatton, the golf tournament, and then we have the extra money we get from that we give to multiple organizations. One of the donations we did was to the Christmas tree regalia, and we're excited to have them on Main Street again. They've decided to stay on Main Street, and it's cold outside, but we love to involve our Main Street and our businesses on Main Street, and however we can do that, we love to do that, and we love you know, the Christmas tree regalia and the great things that they do for the Children's Justice Center.
So that's still coming up. Haven't got, you know, not ending the year yet. We've got great things. We've got Halloween, Thanksgiving, and of course, Christmas time that's coming up, and it's all going to go on down in downtown Price. Councilman Marzing, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.